There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hope this is the right track. It is. Okay, here we go.
Summer drinking, endless rosé. How are these fuckers not all in AA? Pretty people with booming careers.
Lover boy, enough to last 7 years.
Hampton's clubs don't activate hubs in the summer house. Oh, well, oh, well,
sing
oh,
it
well.
With us. Tell me more, tell me more. Will they take Hannah's calls?
Can we see Carl's three balls?
Shoo-bop-bop, 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 yeah.
Alex, be a participant. Like, enjoy life.
Who?
Y'all.
Who?
If Alex takes one thing from this show, Lindsay Hubhouse just gave him wisdom that he needs to act upon. Be a participant in life and wear a fucking flower crown, because, God, he's boring.
I just don't... They didn't explain where he'd been.
He was in, probably in... They put him in a bathroom and wouldn't let him feel... Actually, they didn't explain where he's been because he's been there.
Yeah, he's been at the...
He's
but
been
there's
at the party.
Been no...
So was Jason. So
there's
was everybody.
There's been no footage.
No, there's been none.
This is Summer House.
Welcome
this is
Summer House.
This is Reality Gaze. This is Playing with Fire.
Playing with Fire. I need some
I gotta
lip
say,
balm.
I wanna say right now, this bonfire that was and I guess there's fire on the beach restrictions. This was the saddest fucking bonfire I've ever seen. Did you see how small it was?
I guess you can't build big bonfires on beaches.
I guess.
But I
your,
will.
Your mic condom's fucked. Oh.
The fire was lame, but the table setting was
oh,
gorgeous.
Right? Robert did a good job.
Like, I think Danielle did that.
But Robert cooked all the food.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think she like
oh,
made
maybe.
It look.
Yeah.
This was like Einar.
Einar
Garten worthy, y'all. Oh, I haven't seen her latest episode on Sunday. I got to watch that.
Queer.
I haven't even had time to watch Einar Garten.
What does that say?
Says we've been busy.
So let's just jump into this episode, y'all. I gotta say one thing.
Summer House, season 6, episode 12.
Did it feel like when they were all coming back that everyone was kind of smiling and we all kind of forgot what happened last week? Like there was some kind of reset?
Danielle especially.
Yes! But no, everyone, they're like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. Y'all, we don't even remember what happened last week.
Yeah.
We don't even remember Sierra throwing a glass at Danielle.
No, we don't.
And it's just over. But
well,
it's not over because...
They talked it out, apparently.
No, they didn't. Apparently, they didn't. Now, but do you notice this? This is what I said. I said to you this earlier. Does it feel like Paige and Sierra are completely checked out?
I actually don't think checked out. I don't think they're checked out.
Paige, not as much, but Sierra just is barely making conversation with anybody.
It seems... I guess... You say checked out. I feel like seems to be on a mission. It's like she's got blinders on to anything else but her hurt right now and Lindsay and focusing on Lindsay. It's like she can't enjoy anything else. It's just kind of like...
Yeah.
like if we go at if this summer house ended up being fall house and they continue by the end of the fall, she would just be in the room writing on the walls, Lindsay, 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 Lindsay.
It comes to a point though. It's interesting though because we all, everyone in the house, other the fights like this have happened. What I'm saying in reality, and reality shows have short memories, especially for people who get over love things, especially for a love thing that happened last season on another franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And this is still happening two episodes past.
I know. I was, to be honest, the last 10, I told you this, yeah, the last 10 minutes of the show, kind of I was like, oh God, again, because I feel like we've just beat this over.
And I want to talk about it because you were able to understand it. I still don't understand it.
Well, we're going to talk okay. about it. So,
but I just feel like they're checked out.
Well, I think
she's moved on with thinking about Craig. She's thinking her whole next act. Page.
Yeah, I have a point to talk about that. Yeah, I think that it's interesting. Like, you kind of wonder, like,
yeah.
Is Paige going to be on somewhere
and
else next
and
year?
And I don't think Sierra likes anyone except for Paige and Maya.
She likes Amanda.
Yeah.
I think she likes Amanda, yeah.
But everybody else is just like...
Of the women.
Yeah.
Now, I think she, like, gets along with most of the guys. Well, Kyle, she's fine
but
with.
I don't really see them interacting.
No, I think she'll be... It'll be interesting how, I'm sure they won't all be in Summer House together, but now that Carl and Lindsay are together, and if they stay together, if they go back to Summer yeah. House, which is a bad idea, but if they do, Carl is like everybody's friend.
Yeah.
So how are they going to go back when everybody's friend is now dating the person who's not anybody's friend?
Right. Well, Kyle and Carl, they're friends.
But that's it. She's no one's friends in the house.
Nope.
I mean, and Luke, but Luke-ish, not even like.
Yeah, well, Luke when he needs to be.
When he needs to be.
But those are the old people. Those are the older people.
Yeah, so it's like.
There's now four or five younger people in the house. Andrea.
Alex.
Sierra. But now, if Maya stays around, we'll have a block of three younger people.
Tell you now, Alex isn't going to be back.
And I don't really count Amanda because she's kind of a, she's a floater.
Yeah, she's a floater. She's,
she'll be wherever she needs to be. And that's kind of to her detriment, which happens later in the episode.
Yeah. What's your first teabag?
Boy, God, Amanda. I wrote down, does this feel awkward to anyone? It just felt weird. I want to say Lindsay's flavor of the week, or... Ahmed is Oliver's best friend.
He is.
He's hot.
He is hot.
Every time I see Oliver, Oliver gets hotter to me, too. Because I finally got a look at him.
I mean, he was pretty cute at the beginning, but I agree. It's like maybe he got a stylist to be on these other episodes, but he's...
Ahmed is hot, though.
I mean, Oliver's hotter to me, but Ahmed's pretty darn cute.
Yeah.
Ahmed is like hot, like normal hot to me. Like, he doesn't look like Luke... He doesn't look like Kyle, but he does look like that person that, you know, you knew in your, like, English 2 class, your sophomore year of college, who was, like, the hottest guy in class.
Wow. So, and Sierra, so this is where it gets weird. They're talking about Ahmed, and Sierra's like, I'm just not going to engage. Okay. That's not true. You're going to engage later. But, like, Sierra and Paige, they're still, it's almost like... They know she's going to do it. They know she's going to sleep around, or not really sleep around. There's nothing wrong with that. But why do they even need to comment and roll their eyes on what Lindsay's doing?
It's none of Sierra's business who Lindsay is. Yeah. If it's not Austin, it's none of her business.
Even Paige.
Yes. But I think Paige still talks about it. Paige comes into it. I think you're thinking Paige is talking about Lindsay. She's really not. It's almost as an offset of talking about Andrea.
No. This is in the earlier part of the episode.
Oh, in the early part, yeah.
I'm saying Lindsay, Paige, and Sierra, they're like, oh, she's with another one every week. What's going on with that?
That's Lindsay. Hot hub summer, y'all. Come, I mean, she told you. The thing about Lindsay, I will say, y'all, Lindsay tells you exactly what she's going to do.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're having a problem with it now.
Again,
that's what I'm saying.
It's they're hurt. It's hurt and it's projection, and they're just hurt. They're dealing with their own feelings that have nothing to do with Lindsay.
Right.
And there's, and Sierra's just still butthurt about it, and it feels, it's salt in the wound to see her get over Austin that right. quickly when Sierra can't.
And is it Paige taking...
It's not even about Lindsay.
Right.
It's about Sierra's hurt with Austin. She's miserable, and she's seeing someone else's joy.
Right.
Who completely can get over the same guy.
Right.
That hurts her.
That makes sense to me, but it's said in such a way of that's extremely petty.
I mean, yes, yes, a lot of people are petty when they're hurt, and yeah. I think that which makes for good reality TV. But I think that all this comes from that is just...
And Paige is co-opting Sierra's hurt?
I think Paige...
Or just she doesn't like Lindsay.
There you
and
go.
And uses every
Paige
moment.
Paige just doesn't like Lindsay. And never has liked Lindsay for
right.
a long time. And will do anything. She won't. Paige won't go out of her way to come at Lindsay.
Right.
But if there is a platter of Lindsay poo-poo being passed around,
yeah.
she will take something from it.
Poo-poo platter. We had people come at us. So the poo-poo platter still exists.
They do.
Yeah. Because you found out they were real.
I didn't know. I never doubted their if they still exist. I just didn't know they existed at all.
Right.
Yes.
You thought it was an expression.
I did.
I would love that. We found out it. You have it in Chinese. A lot of Chinese restaurants, the kind that I grew up, that just served. It's a Polynesian kind of thing. But apparently people in Boston said you can get a good poo-poo platter.
Well, we'll be in Boston. Come see us in Boston. Y'all, this weekend on Friday, April 15th, and we'll be in Philly on April 16th. On Boston, we're going to be at the Hard
Rock. Passover!
At the Hard Rock, and on Saturday, we're going to be at Philly at the City Winery. We do have tickets because we had to reschedule these dates, so they were, I think Boston was sold out. Now it's not. I think we're like at 85%
yeah.
or 90, so not a lot of tickets left, but there are tickets. Get
tickets
them
left
now.
In Philly too.
Yes, get them now. So y'all bring a friend if you want to get out
alone.
If you want to get out of that Seder dinner on Friday night because your mother is just terrible. This is your moment.
I've only been to one or two Seders where the food was really good.
It's you're like fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with my mother-in-law.
I've had some really good Seder food. Sometimes you just have to put in, you have to put in enough effort. Sometimes people are obsessed with making like the family dishes that have no taste or something like that. But
maybe, or if it's Good Friday and you're like, I'm sick of fucking eating fish on Fridays. I'm done with this shit.
I'm sad. I'm sick of celebrating the crucifixion.
You're like, I've given up enough for Lent. I'm going to go see Maddie and Poodle.
Yeah.
Then Friday night in Boston is your night.
Ooh, boy.
If you're an Irish Catholic it's time for you to say, fuck it all.
I'm going to go pull the boys out of the churches.
I'm just going to piss off my Aunt Rita. I don't give a shit what she says anymore.
What's your next teabag?
What are we talking about?
Summer House.
Or we talked about the beach setup. So I do agree where it's... Paige is like... It's not that she's... I get it where you're saying checked out. Yes, I see checked out, but sometimes check out means somebody's... The reason why she's checked out because she is checked in to Charleston.
Totally.
We're having this whole conversation with Robert and Danielle. Robert is like, it's done, it's happening. And Paige is literally, she's like, yeah, when are you moving? I'm moving. Like, she is 100% into Craig. She's like... It feels like she is ready to marry this guy.
She said that she's never felt butterflies like anybody
else. She is like full on into this, where this is kind of a two-part tea bag. It's like a real tea bag, two balls in it. Where on the other side of it, Carl's like, yeah, I don't want to date Mackenzie. Shocker.
Mackenzie is no more.
Mackenzie is no more, y'all. She's no more.
We hardly knew you. I mean, really, we didn't know you.
No, we really hardly knew you. Actually, we knew you more when you were on Love Island.
Love Island.
But that show,
y'all,
was
we had
so
we
stop
besides knowing that him and Linz get together, we had no hope for Carl and Mackenzie.
No, even if we didn't know that, y'all, this wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
When he was sitting by that pool, just kind of saying, but See, and this is why when someone is trying to be sober, why they talk about don't do a relationship in the first year, because not only because of what can happen in the relationship, but y'all, this is why we love watching these shows of reality TV, because when people get into a relationship for the first time, it's literally your brain is flooded with dopamine,
yep,
serotonin, but it's also flooded with cortisol. It's one mm-hmm. of the most, you're the most stressful. Happy and you're the most stressed time, because it's a very stressful and vulnerable thing.
Trigger a relapse.
And so Carl was like, he was getting really fucking stressed getting into this, which makes sense.
Good for him. And I loved it.
Why he's in a relationship with Lindsay.
True. I loved it that he pulled Kyle aside to tell him that. Because you understand that they're actually friends, not just coworkers.
And business partners. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's what's going to be interesting if the older guard moves on from Summer House. Because I feel like the younger crowd is only there because they're friends because they have to be. I wonder...
You thought the younger crowd?
Yeah.
I kind of, in a way, I wonder if that, for this type of show on Bravo...
Yeah.
If that makes for a better reality show.
That's an interesting point. The reason why Summer House has succeeded, though, is you always knew there was a core group of people, Lindsay, Carl, Kyle, who were friends before. And so I think you need bedrock, though. Otherwise, it's the real world. They have to be there.
But now, if they came back, I think Paige and Sierra have all become...
Maya's a little too early. I think she's still there because she has to be.
But I think Paige and Sierra are friends in real life now. But however, though, I think the more and more, like, remember at the beginning of the season, it was just Paige and Sierra in the bed. Now it's Paige and Sierra and Maya all the time in the bed.
I think you're still mistaking true friendship for what happened. They don't hang out with each other in the city.
I thought Paige and Sierra do.
I'm giving you that thing. But I'm saying without a core group of friends, you don't have the family.
Yeah.
Because it's not like a real world situation.
Then does it make, would it be a better show? Because people don't feel as we've said, like that deeper emotional currency. So they could kind of do more flippant, stupid things.
But I think you need both. I think you need the younger group. The show's always had that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need elder people, and you actually need real-world relationships.
I don't like that you call them elder, and they're younger
elder
than us.
Elder people, yeah.
And they're younger than us.
But I'm saying...
You know, I'm over that. You just called me old.
Yeah, I did. But I think you need both. That's what I'm saying. And without it, it's just a bunch of drunk people who don't have tons of associations who just happen to be staying together at the same house.
Hmm. It'll be interesting to see what they do next year.
Yeah.
Because I think that maybe it'll stay the same. Maybe we're completely wrong and everybody's going to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Kyle and Amanda will be there until they force them out.
Probably, yeah. Because he wants to sell over boy.
Yeah.
So they're, that was yours, right?
No, that was yours.
Okay, go ahead. What's your next feedback?
So there's this. Where was it? What is it? There it is. We should talk about now. We talked about the beach picnic a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And Lindsay, y'all, and Ahmed, they're all over each other, and it's almost like
how long have they gone out?
Not long.
Like how many times? Do we know?
Maybe like a week.
God, she's codependent.
But I think of it as just her having... That's what Lindsay hangs over these guys.
No, yeah, but it's codependency.
I agree.
Full on is codependency.
But it's like... What I'm saying is, if this was... Did we say the same thing about Sierra hanging out with Austin? And they were always together in the 11 days of Winter House.
I think that's different because it's not you. We haven't seen Sierra. We haven't seen the pattern of Sierra with other men. We've only seen her with Austin.
Which, if it's a pattern, why do we have a problem with it? I would ask.
I don't have a problem with it.
No, I'm not saying we. I'm saying why the people in the house.
Well, everyone else, explained it's their hurt.
Right.
That's why.
But I'm saying, but they're acting like, well, now it needs to stop. I guess I'm trying to bring out the hypocrisy of it. Of
it's no business to them what.
Right.
I was saying something completely separate of my own accord that Lindsay's full on codependent.
I agree.
But she's, I mean, it's just, she's so, but Lindsay's having hot hub summer and she's like, I'm going to be totally in the moment in all this. And that's fine. But what, it's funny, Lindsay uses the word narrative a lot.
She does.
And that's a whole, I think I said this live, but it is. It's a spot it. You got it. She's a publicist. She says that because Lindsay is always thinking of her own narrative.
Yeah.
And more than anybody else's. And so the way that she, like, was so, that she says, the story in my head, which is what Lindsay is brilliant at, and I kind of respectable. To be honest, she's like, the story in my head is I'm having a hot up summer. I'm fucking anybody I want. It's all fun and games and I don't care. But then she gets so, when things don't go right with these guys, with Ahmed, she acts like they've been dating for 8 months.
She does.
And it's fucking hilarious.
Well, but the thing is, the next morning, she gets over it really quickly.
It's like, it's so flippant.
That's why she's gold for reality television.
She's gold reality television.
And it's like all of a sudden Paige and Sierra woke up, and even Amanda, like, wait a minute, Lindsay does this?
No, I agree.
And all of a sudden everyone's like, I'm wanting Lindsay to have really well-meaning and formed relationships.
Yes.
And so it's like, they're like trying to sympathize with Ahmed all of a sudden. And it's so weird.
We'll talk about them later.
But I just want, very end, I just want to say that they go home. Oh, man, this was weird. Here's what it sounded like to me. And I don't know if you felt like this. They were like, I need to go home. It felt like they wanted to go smoke a bowl at their house. And they could not do that on camera.
Maybe.
And because it was weird, them going home. And they're like, yeah, we need to go home really quickly. So either one of them had explosive diarrhea or they wanted to go smoke some weed or do some drugs at their house.
Something like that.
Yeah. And that it was really obvious to me that was wanting to happen. Because you don't leave that and especially when she calls later. So y'all, of course, Danielle's and Lindsay are very upset on the way home, and Robert's like, I never want a car like that ride again.
That was my favorite part, when Robert walked out of there and he just said, that's the worst fucking car ride ever. And
I'm sure it was!
And you hear Danielle say, Lindsay, come here! And you immediately went, oh Uh-oh. No, what happened? And Lindsay just completely lost her shit because she said, and she just kept saying over and over, he didn't, this is what she said, y'all. She said, he just left me. He just left me. And then she said, I'm just going to say it because it is, like a crazy person, him leaving makes me question everything.
Yes.
And I was like, you've been dating a week.
Yes.
Question what? His dick? Because you haven't seen it yet?
Oh, no, they've been fucking.
So question what?
No, but the thing is, this has been, Lindsay, to an extent, this has been her summer to go wild.
Oh, yeah.
But she does this because she even says later on, I go deep or blah, blah, blah. This is, the thing about it is, she's experiencing this with her friends like Danielle and Carl but she, yes, it's drama in the house, but you don't see Lindsay talking to Paige or Maya or Sierra about these problems. So my thing is, it's weird that everyone's trying to care about Lindsay all of a sudden. Because they've watched her do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so why do you think even Amanda, that's why it felt a little fraudacity.
I think for Amanda, Amanda just wanted to, but we're not there yet.
Yeah,
at
I know.
The end. You keep jumping to the end. We have got other teammates to talk about.
That was the climax of it.
I know, but we haven't talked about maybe all the best Hub House lines. Because then Lindsay also says, she's yelling, she's in a room, she's like, no matter what, you stay with Lindsay.
you stay with Hub House.
You stay with Lindsay.
Let's fucking go. Let's go.
Get inside me.
And the next morning, she's like, hi, everybody.
But my favorite part is, and you know what? When we come back from this commercial, we're going to take a quick break, but get ready, because we're going to be doing a reality theater of the call between Lindsay and Ahmed in the bathroom.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Oh. Where are you? Where are you?
What?
Where
what?
Are you? You left
hey,
the beach that... What are you doing?
Fine.
You left the beach. You left the beach. You left the biscuit.
What?
You left the beach that I invited you to.
Yeah, I
invited
too.
You to.
I love you.
You like, left the beach.
I think I'm falling.
I invite,
babe. I'm sorry.
Do you want to go? Why did you not come here? Why did you not? Do you know how embarrassing that was?
What,
for me?
Babe? I'm so sorry. I just.
Do you want to go?
Go where?
Do you want to go?
Go where?
I'll tell you where to go.
Well, you know what? Hold that. Can I call you right back?
What?
And sing.
He does say, "Why are you berating me?" And I'm like. Don't say that to Hub House because she's going to go off on you.
Even if she is.
Yeah.
Because she was.
Yeah.
Don't say
Hub House is drunk and you are.
I rewound this thing and because I knew we were going to do a theater on it because immediately when I watched it. But I watched it again just to laugh at the ridiculousness of this.
She's gold.
She really has her best ridiculous conversations behind bathroom doors.
Yes.
That would be the name of Lindsay Hubs House's member.
Behind the bathroom door.
Behind bathroom doors. That would be her thing.
So the next day.
Anyway, but really, who was it that says, oh yeah, then later Maya said, Oliver texted me and said he thinks Ahmed's falling in love with Lindsay. Y'all, this was after that conversation.
The thing about it is, this is prime reality TV stuff.
Great.
And when people kind of acknowledge the reality of the crazy, like when they're talking about it, I'm like, that's when it becomes inside baseball and it's not really fun. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like when if someone said, Kyle, we need to talk about your drinking in season 3. He's like, what do you mean?
So I haven't seen that. They talked about his drinking then?
No, I'm saying that early.
Yeah.
Because it only gets brought up with Amanda.
Yeah.
So it took 5 seasons to bring it up.
It'll take 5 more to bring it back up because now it's buried again.
But I'm saying these are not the kind of things that are talked about on a show like Summer House.
Yeah.
And only when these people have more complicated lives.
And that's why sometimes I go to, maybe it'll be better when people aren't, I understand what you mean by the show needs a bedrock, but at this point,
yeah,
they know each other so well and they know so much about them. Does it right. make it too serious?
Well, I would tell you, besides Real World, where it's strangers and they have to be there, and that's the gimmick, no other all other reality shows start out while being friends. So I would tell you that would be a that seems to be a, that would be a new tactic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like you can think about it, but I don't know.
No, I mean, like the new guard of like it would be like a reboot because Paige, Sierra, and whether you think or not, even if they did it next, they could do in the universe of Summer House. Paige, Sierra, and Maya could be a core group of friends now to start a new Summer House, whatever that is. That's enough for reality TV. She was on one season.
Right.
They're friends. They have enough footage to go back to show them being friends.
Right.
But I just realized there's not any young guys.
No.
Because Andy is new, but he's the same age kind of, or maybe Andy's
he's
older.
He's a little younger. He's a little younger than the other boys.
Maybe he would be on because he and Paige, but they need but, younger guys.
But I understand what you're saying, but I think the problem with the show is that no one really, besides being cordial, there are no real relationships.
Yeah.
There's just not. They all hug each other, but there's no emotional collateral.
I just know that Andy has the biggest dick Paige has been with, and I am gagged.
I had a feeling it probably was. He has a big dick. You could just tell. Y'all, Italian guys have big dicks. Have you never been with an Italian guy?
I wish. Not like in Italy.
No, it doesn't matter. It travels.
It travels. I'm ready for him to start that OnlyFans now.
Ooh.
Although I don't think Paige, she doesn't seem like, she said the biggest one, but she hasn't, I don't think she, who else has
I don't
she
think
slept
she's
with at
slept
House?
Around a lot.
I don't think she has that. Has she slept with anyone at Summer House?
Mm,
I haven't watched older seasons, but not Luke.
I don't think she slept
Her
around
Carl
a lot.
Carl made out once, right?
Yeah. But no, they were dating for a while. But so, I don't think they ever slept together. Maybe I'm wrong.
If they slept together and Andy has a bigger dick than Carl,
that's surprising.
Then I am surprised.
I wouldn't be so surprised. Carl's penis is pretty. I've never called it the hugest penis. I've called it a very pretty penis.
Where are we? I'm in a place.
Is it my turn for tea bags?
Sure.
So the next thing is is this the winery? They're going
to
the winery.
Because they take the bus. That's when she talks about
party
the
bus. I will say that they were showing clips of the thing and Kyle and the party bus. It's a Summer House thing. And they showed footage of people. And I was like, there was Jordan. You never saw a season with Jordan. Jordan is the biggest tool ever. And I was like, he was so awful.
Was that the one talking about getting his asshole?
Yes.
You could just
he was
that
so
three
awful.
Seconds, I could tell he was an asshole.
I went, Jordan! I hate Jordan.
I didn't like him.
A gross douchebag.
Besides, who doesn't like their asshole licked when they're getting the blowjob?
But he was saying that and just triggered me.
I just thought, you got a good blowjob, Jordan.
Not everyone goes the way we do.
Count your blessings.
Counting
my blessings.
Is that a song?
Yeah, it's a jazz standard.
Sing it again.
I only know that part.
Fascinating.
Counting my blessings. It's called Counting My Blessings. It's like a...
I don't know it.
It's like a Sarah Vaughan.
Oh.
They all did it. Yeah.
I know Count Your Blessings instead of Sheep from White Christmas.
No,
when you're abundant and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep. Da 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 da. And you'll be there counting your blessings. That's not the name of it. The name is Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep.
Well, I said Count Your Blessings. I just cut out the sheep part.
Wow. I don't know. Maybe there's another song.
No, it's that one.
All right. I'm glad I had to sing it. And you knew one line.
Yeah, that's the line I knew.
I'm sorry, I'll pay for this. Oh, you don't pay for this. Never mind.
They don't pay for this. Unless you want it commercial free on our Patreon and Supercast, then you can pay $8 a month, and that'll get you all of our shows commercial free for your pleasure.
So later on, I just want to talk about I was seeing Jordan, but that was it. Let's talk about the winery now. Do you have something about that?
About the winery?
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing is, Andy, if you're going to be so sad about this woman that we've never seen.
I know.
And
I
we don't give two shits about.
This is starting to piss me off.
Get your story straight, because you completely two-timed Paige.
Yeah.
One, even Danielle is going, wait a minute. This timeline seems off. I don't understand it. Y'all, he was totally in love with this woman that he was
while
still in
he
love,
was talking
while
to Paige.
While he was flirting with Paige, and as Paige pointed out, and trying to get her to not date
right.
Craig.
It's also been his main storyline, and he just cries all the time. And it was endearing at first, I guess.
Paige should.
It's not anymore.
Paige should feel totally used.
Yeah, I totally see that.
Because. And Andy's going on this thing. He's crying. He's like, it's just so hard. I'm this good-looking guy with this huge dick, and no one thinks I'm human. And I'm like, I get it, dude.
It's hard being a beautiful man.
You have pain, but that also doesn't excuse that you and Paige weren't exclusive. So I'm not saying you weren't exclusive, but maybe. So I'm not saying he cheated on her. He didn't do that.
No.
They were free to date other people.
I liked it when she's basically said, okay, enough. Stop all this. I almost stopped talking to Craig because of you.
But maybe not go into how emotionally you were into this woman when you were still courting Paige.
Right. Now, this is when things go off the rails. Because a man is like, Lindsay, do you think you're doing this to immediately become
stuck? Well, Amanda actually, to her credit, Amanda actually doesn't come at Lindsay first. The first thing she says, because Lindsay starts talking about, I don't know how Lindsay inserts herself.
I still don't know
I
how.
I have to remember, but Andy was talking, because Andy was
I think
hurt.
They bring up the guy.
Because he told Paige, he said, no one ever asked me how I feel about you and Craig. And he said, I was hurt too. And then... Yeah, he's talking about dating. Somehow Lindsay, I don't remember how Lindsay, did Lindsay start talking? Or did Amanda just bring both of them up?
I feel like she has brought both of them up.
I don't remember. I guess she did. Because that's what she said. Do you guys, meaning both of them, do you feel like you're covering up for something else? And that's when Lindsay just kind of like turns her head like a bird who's about to peck someone's eyes out.
But what kind of question is that? At a winery.
First of all, it's... It's drunk Amanda.
Yeah. No, is she?
I think she's a little drunk, yeah. And second of all, they're at a winery. And second of all, and they've been showing them. They've been drinking for a bit. And second of all, you're never going to get anywhere with that with Lindsay.
No!
That question.
What in the amount of time she's known Lindsay?
I mean, again, it's this thing like, if you're going to therapize someone, let me give you a hint of... From a therapist, and actually what a good therapist should do, I really try to. When I finally started doing better work with clients is when I stopped asking questions when I thought I knew the answer.
Yeah.
When I actually just asked a question for the curiosity of it.
And
Amanda doesn't need to ask this question.
Exactly.
We know Lindsay is trying to cover up something.
Yes.
Lindsay's not going to have the self-awareness to know that. Because I've been to therapy and I did all that. I'm fixed.
Well, she apparently. Didn't say that. She didn't say that.
But she didn't say I'm fixed. But the way she insinuated was like, yeah, I did therapy. We worked on stuff.
I know
I'm good.
Therapists. I know
like
therapy.
It was like Darcy
See,
from Darcy.
I took
Stacey.
That as I'm good. I don't need your help in this.
Maybe she meant it that. It seemed the way she said it did seem like she was saying... I did that. I closed the door. I'm good.
Oh, no. I think she would admit, I'm fucking crazy. That's why I need therapy twice a week.
I hope so. I hope the good was, I'm good. I have my own therapy. Yeah. Not, I'm good. I did it. But of course, she's covering up for something else.
But what
don't
I
want to
say
her.
Is, and that question and the way it's asked, and y'all, if you're trying to do this at a table, don't ask a question that's already riddled with judgment. Don't you think you're covering up for something? That implies yes, you are, and you should admit it, and you should also admit that I'm right for saying it.
Yeah, it just seemed...
It's already judgment-heavy, and Amanda can be known to do that in the house.
Oh, yeah. Now, if Amanda said what she was trying to say later on when she talked to Lindsay, which was too late because you had already activated, activated Hubs, but when Lindsay said, or Amanda said, I just want to know if you're okay, and I was trying to see if you were okay, and she said, you know, she brings up the whole, she's like, Lindsay, because she is right.
It's also not something you do at a table. You do that one-on-one later.
It's true. Because I do see where, not she's right, but I see where Amanda's coming from in the fact of, like, it makes sense that Amanda finally brings up, y'all, Lindsay has barely talked about the fact that last season was all about nothing except for her desire to have a child and have a family.
And that this woman, earlier in this season, she had a miscarriage.
She had a miscarriage with Jason, and we never saw. And when Amanda said, don't you think that you almost had a family? And Lindsay looks straight at her and says, I get over things quickly. And I went, whoa. Like, yeah. I don't care who you are. That's not something you get over quickly. So obviously, but Amanda, this is not at a winery. It's not the time to have this conversation.
I agree. And this is, and Amanda is not the person Lindsay wants to have this conversation with.
No. She'll never have that with another woman. Maybe Danielle.
Yeah.
Maybe. But even then, she so doesn't let her guard down with men.
But even before that, Paige looks and says, well, how do you think this is for Sierra? And I went, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, that it's just total. I think Sierra's already hurt because from prior episodes. Paige already doesn't like Lindsay. And then also now it's just transfer. Paige is upset at Andy right now because she feels used, rightly so, because it seems like she was. So she feels used. She's upset. But Paige doesn't like for you to see her sweat.
Right.
So she's going to put the attention on helping Sierra
right. And
help Amanda because she doesn't want to say, I'm really angry at Andy right now. I'm pissed off. I'm hurt. She's going to do what Andy and her have always done. They start to get emotional about something, and then they act like it's no big deal, and she mm-hmm. tries to be the cool girl. Because I guarantee you, next episode, her and Andy are going to be fine.
But it's just like, I'm just thinking, what does this have anything to do with you two?
I mean, I'm tired of this same fight, but at the same time, as just the people, it's interesting to me in that this is what we do. We come 99% of when we come at people about something because we're upset at them, it's because we're still processing some of our own pain.
Right.
And that is, again, unless it's Austin, who, if you're not dating them, Sierra, who Hubs is dating is none of your business.
And it's like, maybe it's the way I think about situations. I'm like, I wouldn't open my fucking mouth.
No, and Lindsay did a bad thing when Lindsay said, which was not true at all. Lindsay said, I've apologized 100 times. And I was like, you barely apologized.
You apologized like
and
once.
You apologized once and you kind of whispered it out of the side of your mouth, but you did.
And what's weird is, and Sierra kept saying, like, last week you were into Austin. That's not true. What she said was, she said it a couple times. So that's her reality. That's Sierra's reality that Lindsay is still into Austin, even though what Lindsay would say is, Austin and I will make out whenever we want to. Lindsay would not say, Austin and I are into each other. That's Sierra's truth that she's making up. She's blaming Lindsay for it.
And I think Sierra's probably right. I think that Lindsay probably still, a part of her is still into Austin. But it doesn't matter because Lindsay told you that she's not.
And also, you gotta take her for face value. It's not any of your concern because you're not really into him either.
Sierra?
Yeah.
Well, no. She just made that. That's like saying the same thing. Like, she just made that decision last week.
No, but I'm saying if someone is, if, regardless, that doesn't affect her.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's, you know, if they've had their conversation and you thought it was moved on.
And in reality show terms, that's the end. We have short memories. That's why this episode surprises me, because in Summer House, things blow over quickly. That's why we got here in the beginning. I'm like, this feels like a reset. And everyone was kind of, and then that's why I said people felt checked out, because no one was emotionally engaging.
I'll be interested next week if any of the guys talk to Lindsay about this. If they feel that as well, if they go to feel like she's covering something up, maybe that's one way that Carl and her bonded. I could see Carl talking to her about it. But
I think that's okay, because those are actually her friends.
Well, no, they're her friends. But it's
and they would do it one-on-one.
But what I was about going to say, what I was trying to finish up, is saying that maybe this is all, because remember, y'all, they film a ton, and then they edit it together to film a story.
Yeah.
So maybe this is all leading up to that this season does become more about things that have been bubbling underneath for a long time,
mm-hmm.
that haven't been spoken to.
That's true.
And so maybe the editing is leading us, and that's why this same fight for us, it feels weird, because you're right. Normally, you do it one episode, mm-hmm. and it's a sitcom, and the next episode, it's like it never happened.
Right.
So... and if maybe
it does,
that's it.
It does happen. It's like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. There's a different fight and a different crisis every... A different people are fighting.
But literally not just the same argument.
Right.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com for information on tickets. Go to our Linktree link in our Instagram. That's where you can get all that information. And give us a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, because... There's a lot of different places now, and several of them you can do reviews as well, and we appreciate it. Again, if you want this commercial free, you can get that on our Patreon or Supercast on the $8 tier, and come see us live in Boston and Philly. Those are going to be our last live dates for a month or so, and then we're going to be announcing some other dates soon.
Probably after our Boston and Philly dates, we will start to announce things.
Yes.
I think.
And if we don't see happy religious celebrations abound this coming weekend. So happy Passover, happy Easter, or happy fucking Sunday. Whatever you celebrate, we hope it's good for you. We hope you, and no matter what, we hope your mother-in-law isn't bothering you.
Oh!
On that note, y'all, we'll see you next week. But how do we end this show?
Y'all, if you've been left at a beach that you brought someone to, a beach that I brought you to, and all you can do, and the next morning you're fine. You couldn't be better. It was a miscommunication. His phone was bad. Just ask yourself in that dark night, whisper, Who's Tracy?
And the slow part at the end. In September, they'll all go back to their Google Hangout, their Zoom, and their Slack. And even though summer came to an end, they'll continue to be best of friends
on Insta.
Summer's nuts because of these sluts.
Oh.
But,
what are you gonna do?
That summer.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.